Amen. I believe we could say, like Jeremiah did here in the book of Lamentations, that great is the faithfulness of God. Amen. There's a lot of times in our lives that we don't understand circumstances. We don't understand why things happen. Amen. Why we go through things that we go through. Neither did Jeremiah. He couldn't understand why he prophesied to Israel 55 years and they never turned to God. Amen. He couldn't understand why after he prophesied to them and they had went into captivity, the Chaldeans took him and put him in a dungeon. He didn't understand that. He didn't understand when he cried out to God why God wouldn't hear his prayer and deliver him out of the hand of the Chaldeans. He thought it was unfair. Amen. A lot of times that's the way we feel, don't we? Amen. In life, we don't realize, we don't understand a lot of the things that we go through. We don't understand a lot of God's ways, but His ways are not our ways. Amen. His ways are above our ways. God not only sees today, but He sees the future. He sees tomorrow. He sees next week. He sees next month. He sees next year. Amen. We find in this passage of Scripture, beginning of this chapter, Jeremiah's crying out, a cry of desperation, a cry of suffering. He is tormented in his mind, thinking that God has completely forgotten about him. Amen. The Israelites are very dissatisfied in their state of contentment. Amen. They are in captivity, and they didn't think they'd ever get there. Amen. They thought that God would just show them mercy, that He'd keep showing them compassion. Amen. That He would just keep allowing their sins to go on. But He didn't. Amen. The prophecies that Jeremiah prophesied came to pass. And even though Jeremiah prophesied those prophecies, amen, Jeremiah, known as a weeping prophet, he didn't desire those prophecies to come to pass. But he desired Israel to turn from their sin and to turn from their wickedness and turn their heart back to God. Amen. And we find him in the book of Lamentations here in the first part of this passage of Scripture. He's crying out and he says, surely he's turned against me, speaking of God. He talks about his flesh and his skin is made old. His bones has been broken. He has built a wall between him and God that whenever he tries to touch God, it don't seem like he can reach God. Amen. You ever been in a state where it seemed like you just couldn't feel the presence of God? You desired God, but you cried out and it seemed like God couldn't hear you. Amen. You wanted to touch God, but it seemed like the further you stretched your arm to reach further, amen, the further it seemed that God was from you. It's not always that way, but there is times, amen, that we face these circumstances in life. That's why one writer in the Bible said we're to walk by faith, amen, and not by sight. We're not to walk by feeling, and whether we feel like shouting or whether we feel like dancing or whether we feel like singing or whether we feel like shouting, amen, but we walk because God is God and He's still on the throne, and we know, amen, if there's a tomorrow, that God's going to be the God of tomorrow, and if there's not a tomorrow, we know there's going to be an eternity and God's still going to be God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We're living in a time where it seems like a lot of people have forsaken God and forgotten God. Amen. But can I tell you tonight that God's still on the throne? God's still in the saving business. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are still upon the righteous and His ears are still attent unto their prayer. Amen. I heard a preacher preach one time on unanswered prayers. Amen. But I believe that God answers every prayer that we pray. Amen. Sometimes it's just silence. Amen. That's God's answer of no. Amen. But don't you believe that God hears every time His children cry out? Amen. Every time we suffer and every time we hurt, don't you know that the eyes of God and the heart of God, amen, feels what we are going through? Amen. We're living in the last days and the world's full of trouble. It was full of trouble in Jeremiah's day. Amen. It was full of trouble in Jesus' day. He said, even from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of God suffereth violence. Amen. But the violent take it by force. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, we're
living in a time tonight, we've got to get our eyes off of circumstances. We've got to get our eyes off the condition of this world and get our hope in Christ Jesus again and build up our faith in God. Amen. We're living in a time, if we're not careful, we'll think about how great man he is, how faithful man he is to us. Amen. But can I tell you tonight, there ain't never been anybody that knows faithfulness the way God knows faithfulness. Amen. I believe I'm among some of the greatest people in the world right here tonight, great men and great women of God. But no matter how faithful we are to God, we're human beings, and every one of us has got our limitations, and every one of us can testify tonight that we have failed and we have come up short in being faithful. Amen. But there's not one that can ever testify that God has ever come up short or that God has ever been unfaithful. Amen. Why? Because God is a God of faithfulness, and God is a God of love and of compassion. He is a God that cares for His people. He is a God that loves His children. Amen. And there's not a hair that falls out of your head at what God doesn't know when it falls out. There's not a spell that falls from the sky at what God doesn't know when it falls. Amen. And Jeremiah was crying out, "Lord, here I am. I preached Your gospel. I tried to turn Israel from their sin, and You have forsaken me." Oh, but God hadn't forsaken him. God knew exactly where Jeremiah was. He knew exactly how Jeremiah felt. Amen. And God was listening to the cry of Jeremiah. Amen. You might say tonight, it seems unfair for a man to preach the gospel 55 years. Amen. To a nation that would not turn, to a people that would not hear. Amen. Then God allow him to be thrown into a dungeon. Amen. And cast into darkness. Amen. The Bible tells us here that his, amen, he said, "My chain is heavy." I mean, Jeremiah was to the place he couldn't lift up his head. He couldn't lift up his hands and worship God. You know why he couldn't? Because Jeremiah couldn't see God for seeing himself. Amen. And I tell you tonight, if we get our minds off of ourselves, amen, if we get our eyes off of how we are feeling, amen, and the way things is going, and get our eyes back upon God, we'd see the greatness of God. We could see the faithfulness of God. Amen. It doesn't matter how long we've served God. It doesn't matter if you just got saved this morning. We're all going to learn the lesson of faithfulness in this life. Amen. We're going to do our best and endeavor to be faithful to God. I know you're being faithful to the church. You'll try to be faithful to your pastor. You'll try to be faithful to your companion. But no matter how hard we try, we're human beings, and we find out that there's disappointments in life. There's been times as a pastor, no matter how much I visited the nursing home, no matter how much I visited the hospital, no matter how hard you work in the school, or how hard you preach in the church, you'll always find somebody that's disappointed, somebody that believes you haven't been faithful enough. Amen. I ought to tell you the same way with preachers. No matter how faithful you are in the altars, no matter how faithful you are in serving God, there's sometimes that we are disappointed in one another because we are human. But can I tell you, we'll never be disappointed in Jesus Christ, because He will not let us down. He will not fail us. His love extends beyond the love of man. His love extends beyond the love of mother. His love extends beyond the love of the husband, or beyond the love of the wife. And great is His faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no limitations to the faithfulness of God. Amen. There's no limitations. Man has never seen nor ever will see God fail. Amen. No sense in even looking for God to fail. God cannot fail. Amen. He's perfect. Amen. In His ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't you glad that we're serving a God like that tonight? Amen. Ain't you glad we don't have to look up to Muhammad or Buddha? Amen. Or some other God that's been created an idol after death that has been erected. Amen. I'll tell you, there's a lot of talk about gods in the Bible. There's a lot of talk about different gods and religions across their land. But there never has been, nor there ever will be, but one living God. Amen. And that is a God that we have come in contact with. That is a God that sent His only begotten Son to die for the sins of mankind. And I'm glad that we can say tonight that He has been faithful over all things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's been times that wives has been disappointed in husbands. There's been times that husbands has been disappointed in wives. There's been times that parents has been disappointed in children. Amen. There's been times that children has been disappointed in parents. Amen. There's been times we've been disappointed in our communities. Amen. There's been times probably that we have disappointed our communities. Amen. There's been times that we've disappointed our pastor. Amen. There's times that we have let him down. Amen. But I want to tell you, no matter how hard we try, amen, no matter how faithful we try to become, we're always going to find, amen, that we can fail. Amen. There's nothing wrong with failing as long as we realize that God is able to help us correct our failures, and God in us is the only thing that can make us faithful. Can you say amen? We're not faithful within ourselves, but only Him in us, the Creator of all mankind, the Creator of faithfulness itself, can make us faithful to one another. Amen. The Bible said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not concerned. Amen. How many times have you had to ask God for forgiveness since you've been saved? Amen. I was listening to Brother Norman Smith preaching a camp meeting last week before last down in Chatham, Alabama. He made mention. He said, I've had to ask God to forgive me since I've been saved, and the congregation got real quiet. He said, I'm not afraid to admit that I have failed God. I'm not afraid to admit that I've come up short and that I've had to go back and ask God to forgive me. Amen. And I believe every one of us tonight have to say it's only by His mercy that we haven't been consumed. Amen. How many times, knowing the commandments of God, knowing the oracle of God, sitting under the preaching of God's word, how many times have we still failed God and still come up short? But great is the faithfulness of God that has shown compassion, that has shown mercy, that has shown love unto fellow man. Amen. That we can repent of our sin, that we can rise back up, that we can believe upon God, that God will wrap His arms of love back around us and take us back into the fold and lead us and guide us and direct us instead of forsaking us. Amen. There's a lot of times that our compassion and our mercy runs short with other people. What if God's mercy was only as extensive as ours was? What if God's compassion only reached as far as our compassion reached? Amen. What if God's judgment was just like my judgment? Amen. Where would I be tonight? Amen. But it's by His mercies. Amen. I said it's by His mercies. Amen. That we are not consumed. God's mercy is like an overflowing river. It has never been shallow. It's never going to dry. It'll never be extinct. Amen. But it'll always be extended toward men. That God's love will be proven to all of mankind. Amen. I want to tell you, there's times that things has been bad and we didn't see how they could get any worse. But it was them that God's mercy, amen, came through, and His love come down in their presence, and we seen that God's hand was upon us. I want to tell you, my friend, things can always get worse. I said things can always get worse. It's by the mercies of God that none of us are in a hospital room tonight. It's by the mercies of God that we have the breath to breathe tonight, and the strength to worship God tonight. It's by His love and by His mercy. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We are sometimes persecuted of men. We're sometimes mocked and made fun of. Jesus was too. Amen. We're sometimes cast down, but we're not destroyed. Amen. Sometimes we're corrected by God's word, but it doesn't consume us with His fire. Amen. Sometimes we're refined in the furnace of silver. Amen. But we're not thrown out as the dross is. Amen. Aren't you glad for the mercies of God? Amen. For the love of God. Amen. God has an inexhaustible fountain of mercy. Amen. He's the Father of mercy. And it's only by His mercy that we exist. Amen. Tonight in this service, others have been destroyed by His wrath and consumed by His judgment. Amen. But we are not consumed, but we are shown mercy because of His faithfulness. And we owe it to God to be faithful to Him in our worship and in our praise and in our servitude to Him. It's by His grace and His mercy that we're here tonight. And we owe it to God to walk in the beauty of holiness and live by His holy word and keep His holy commandments. Amen. Because He has been faithful unto us. He has never failed us. He has never destroyed us. He has never cast us away. But He has been faithful in His love. Amen. The Bible said here in verse 22, His compassions fail not. Amen. I don't know about you, but there was a time in my life when I didn't love Him. I said there was a time in my life when I didn't love Him. I was a sinner. I was a backslider. I was a rebel. I was hard-headed. I was stubborn. I sought out my own ways. I done my own thing. I done my own things. Amen. I went my own way in the world. I decided I'd live the way I wanted to live. It didn't matter what my Christian mom and dad said. It didn't matter how my grandpa and grandma lived. It didn't matter how faithful they said that God was. Amen. I went my own way by His mercy and by His grace. One day I seen how faithful that God was. Amen. I seen how great His compassion was. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we're living in a time today, if we're not careful, we'll forget about how compassionate that Christ was. Amen. I was reading a book a while back, and one of the titles in that book, one of the chapters, was The Greatest Gambler That Ever Lived. And the writer began to bring out how Jesus Christ died upon the cross, and He wasn't guaranteed one soul for His dying. Amen. He wasn't guaranteed anything, but He gambled His life for the salvation of mankind. And can I tell you today, if only one sinner would have got saved, Jesus would have been faithful in His part. If not one sinner got saved, we'd have had to say that He was still faithful in His part to God. Amen. A lot of times we're not considerate of God Himself. We're not compassionate in our worship. Amen. We're not compassionate in our praise. Amen. We're not compassionate in the way we serve Him. Amen. I hear so many people today in our church world saying, I would go to church, but I can't live that way. I just can't live that way. We're not compassionate in what God requires of us. We want Him to shed His blood. Amen. The world wants Him to die.
but they want to live the way they want to live and still get to heaven. Amen. But God was compassionate. Amen. And even all of God's anger. Amen. And God has been angry. Amen. The different ones of us that have sinned against God. Don't ever think that sin doesn't kindle the anger of God. It doesn't matter if it's a prophet or a laity or who it is. Sin kindles the anger of God. Amen. God doesn't like sin. Amen. And even though He loves mankind, even when He's a sinner, He hates the sin that comes forth from mankind. But even in God's anger, His great mercy never stops. Amen. It continues to be extended and compassionate and in love and reaching out to mankind. Amen. When our comforting words fail, God's word keeps on comforting. His compassion keeps on reaching out to that one that's hurting, to that one that feels all alone, to that one that's desperate. Amen. How many times have we been in the midst of them and are brokenhearted and they're hurting? And we say, God, would you give me words? But it don't seem like words will come. But the Spirit of God comes by, and the Spirit of God wraps His arms around them, and His compassion is extended to their heart, and it lifts them up without ever saying a word to us. Amen. He's faithful. Hallelujah. God is and always be the sufficient happiness of His people. Amen. And you've got Jesus Christ. One wrong songwriter said, if we've got God, He's all that I need. Amen. He's all that I need. When He's all that I have, He's all that I need. Praise God. The book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but was in points, all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. You've never hurt at what Jesus didn't hurt with you. You've never felt forsaken at what Jesus didn't feel forsaken with you. You've never felt cast down at what Jesus didn't feel cast down with you. Amen. You might not have seen Him. You might not have felt Him. I can guarantee you, if you're a child of God tonight, that Jesus knows exactly how you feel. He knows exactly when you hurt. He knows exactly what's tormenting your mind. He knows exactly what's pulling you down. He knows exactly what's hindering you. Amen. He has not forsaken, and He has not forgotten His people. Amen. Because as Jeremiah said, all of a sudden He came to Himself in that dungeon, in all of that darkness, with all of that weight upon Him. He came to Himself and said, great is Thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. What about it, church? Can we look back and see what God has brought us out of? Can we look back and see how many times that He's raised us up? Can we look back and see how many times that He's given us strength in our weakness? And can we lift our hands and say, great is Thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of times in life that we get so self-centered. We want God to help, but we can't touch God and we can't see God, and our faith is not in God, because all we can feel is our own pain. All we can feel is our own hurt. All we can see is our own condition. Amen. But when we can get our feelings set aside and we can get our eyes back in the eastern sky, amen, and we can cast our eyes upon Jesus Christ, we can look again back under the hills from which cometh our help, and we can cry out again, knowing that God's not only going to hear our cry, but He will deliver. Amen. The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. I want to tell you, Jeremiah felt like he was all alone. He didn't feel like there was a man in Israel that loved him. He felt like he was in outer darkness. He felt like he was forsaken of God. But then he remembered in all of this, that God would not leave his prophet, that God would be faithful to the end. I'd like to tell you tonight, my friend, it doesn't matter how you feel tonight, it doesn't matter how far you may feel like, that God is from you, he is faithful, and if we'll cry out to him, if we'll reach out to him, he'll be faithful to his people. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll never forget the words of Jennifer's brother one time when Irma was in the kitchen crying, sick with cancer. Brian was about 7 years old, maybe 6, 7 years old. He said, "Mom, why are you crying?" She said, "Son, I don't feel like my prayers is even touching the ceiling." And he looked at her and said, "Mom, God's between the floor and the ceiling." Amen. God's between the floor and the ceiling. And I felt like telling somebody in this church tonight, God's faithful. You may not see him, you may not feel him, you may not hear him, but God is faithful to you. Amen. He promised he'd never leave you nor forsake you, but he'd go all the way even unto the end of the world. Amen. If there's any leaving, it's going to be you leaving God. God will never leave his children. Amen. And God will plead with his children. There's times that I've cried out to God. Amen. And it didn't seem like I could get an answer. There's been many times I've went in my study and fell on my face and prayed and prayed and prayed and got up and walked out, shut the door, and started across the road to the house and turned around and said, "I'm not giving up that easy," and go right back in there and fall back on my face before God and plead and pray and plead and pray. Amen. And give up and head to the house again and sit there for a little while and get up and say, "I'm going back the third time." I tell you, there's been days that I've cried out to God. I've been sometimes, it's been weeks. But I can tell you tonight, God is faithful, and great is his faithfulness. In due time he'll come by if we'll cry out to him, if we'll keep believing upon him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like one man prayed, "God, give me patience. Hurry up." That's the way we are sometimes in an hour of desperation. Amen. We're saying, "God, I got to have an answer today." And God's shaking his head. "You don't have to have the answer today." Amen. Come on, church. Did you know there's times in our Christian experience, there's times in our walk with God, amen, that God just waits to see how faithful, how steadfast, how true our faith is in Jesus Christ. Amen. There's been times in my Christian experience that I've cried out, I've given up and I've went back, and I've given up and I've went back, and I've given up and I've went back. Amen. And I thought I was giving up, but I wouldn't have kept going back if I was giving up. Amen. But I prayed until I ran out of things to say. I prayed until I didn't know how to pray. I remember one particular time I went in the church. Amen. I couldn't seem to get cold to God. I've been praying for days for God to move in a certain circumstance. I've been praying in my office. I went to Walmart one night and I seen this little thing, little piece of furniture. It looked kind of cute to me. Amen. And I looked and I said, "I don't know what that is, but I'm going to buy it. That looks like a good altar." And I bought it and I took it home. I put it together. Now in the instructions, it was called a gossip bench. I said, "Well, that makes a pretty good altar. I carry all the gossip to Jesus Christ." Amen. And I prayed and I cried and I snotted around on that thing. One night in particular, I didn't know what to do. I just went in the church and laid prostrate right in front of the pulpit between the two altars, and I was laying there on my face. I must have laid there 30 or 45 minutes, I don't know. Time went by, it was quite a while, and after a little while I felt the presence of God come in that room. I hadn't said a word, I hadn't prayed a prayer. I didn't know what else to pray. I prayed every way I knew how to pray. I pleaded with God as much as I knew how to plead with God. But in a little while, the presence of God came in, and God gave me a scripture, and I got up and I said, God, you've been faithful to me. Hallelujah. And can I tell you tonight, my friend, it may look dark sometimes. It may be a cloudy day tomorrow. Amen. But God is still faithful. Amen. God is still faithful. Hallelujah. When Jeremiah come through all of it, amen, he had to say, great is our faithfulness. How many times have we said, why God? Why God? Why? Amen. But when God brought us through, we lifted our hands and we praised him. We've seen why God did what he did. And all we could do is just say, God, you've been faithful again. God, you've brought us through one more time. As they come to the piano and sing tonight, let's stand at our feet. What if we could lift our hands tonight and say, God, you've been faithful. Great is our faithfulness. Lord, you've never let us down. Amen. You've come by every time we've called out upon you. Every time we've come in an hour of desperation, you've always been there. Every time we've cried out in sickness, you've brought deliverance and you've brought health. Amen. There's times that we don't know when you're going to come. We don't know how you're going to come. But because you're faithful, we believe you'll come again. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a time just a while back, we were sitting around the house and the baby was burning up with fever. It was a weekend, couldn't get her to the doctor. Amen. I said, let's get the oil and let's pray. And we began to pray for the baby and nothing happened. And a little while longer, I said, let's get the oil and let's pray. And we prayed the second time and nothing happened. Amen. Time went on late in the night. Amen. She was still crying and praying, up sweating with a fever. I said, let's give the oil and let's pray. The third time we begin to pray, and the power of the Holy Ghost came by, and the fever immediately went out of that child. She rose up and she ate and went to sleep and was well from then on. I want to tell you, God is faithful. If we'll be faithful to God, if you won't give up, my friend, God will prove his faithfulness to you. Amen. What about it? Has the devil been telling you that you're not going to make it through? Has the devil been telling you that they're not going to be healed? Has the devil been telling you that circumstances just ain't going to change? You've got to learn to live with it this way. I come to tell you that God's faithful. Circumstances don't make any difference with God. In fact, God specializes in impossibilities. God likes to work when nothing else will. God likes to work when the doctor says all hope's gone. God likes to work when the psychiatrist says the marriage is over. God likes to work in mysterious ways. And I believe that we've got a lot of testimonies here tonight of the greatness and the faithfulness of God. Amen. Let's lift our hands one more time. Thank God for his faithfulness. Come in these altars tonight. Amen. Let's worship God and praise God. Come on, church. Let's get around here and pray tonight. Let's thank the Lord for his greatness, for his faithfulness unto us, for all that he's brought us through and what he'll continue to take us through, not only for what he has done, but what he's going to do until his coming. Let's worship him and lift up the name of Jesus Christ.
No place to go, you think no one knows what you're going through. When you've done all you can, you're exhausted, my friend. There's nothing else left you can do. When life overwhelms you, someone betrays you, feel like nobody cares. There's still one place I know, when there's no place to go, I can go to the Master in prayer. I can go to the Master. He always listens. He welcomes my plea, 'cause he cares about me. He won't overlook my petition. He's standing above, watching in love, waiting my burdens to bear. He's got time for you and a place for me too. I can go to the Master in prayer.